Leafs back in action tonight in Detroit. You can watch it on TSN4. They're coming off a 2-0 loss in Minnesota last night, the first time they've been shut out all year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the greatest game. It wasn't a Picasso in terms of entertainment value.
It wasn't a good game.
But I would think the winning coach probably had a pretty good time.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
If you win the game, you play to win the game.
Exactly.
You play to win the game. Let's head to Minnesota now. Here's the head coach of the Wild, Bruce Boudreaux. How you doing, Bruce?
Doing good. Doing good.
Did you enjoy that game last night?
I enjoyed the result of the game last night.
What was the middle part of it like? Because it wasn't too fun to watch, Brucey.
Well, I didn't ask you to watch it.
I had
quite
to,
frankly.
Though.
You know what? We had to do what we had to do. We're not a very high-scoring team at this present point. So, I mean, we've got a backup goalie in. So what do you do when you have a backup goalie? You defend. And I thought we defended very well against a team that is normally a pretty high-scoring, freewheeling team.
Is it, you know, people say, like, why change? Like, even if you had your starter in there, if it brings success, wouldn't you just keep defending like that, Bruce?
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Sometimes you have a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? When we've got Dubé in the net, there's a little more
freedom.
Freedom trust. To do what we did. Trust is another good word too. And you know what? With Alex in, the one thing we wanted, we knew he wanted to beat the Leafs because they didn't treat him very well. I don't think when he was there. So we defended and blocked shots, and we did what we had to do to win. Hello.
We got you, Bruce.
We got you.
I think you're getting a call or something. I don't know what's going on there.
No, it wasn't me.
All right, we're good.
Oh, we just want to make sure you were.
We're testing you. We just want to make sure you're on your toes.
Okay.
As for Stalock and him playing last night and him apparently, well, he was rattled with the Leafs the way everything went down with that trade. Do you buy into that stuff? You're a former player. You know, a goaltender having a chip on his shoulder, can it really factor into the way he plays?
Well, you know what? I think it can, but I think it can happen to anybody. I mean, there's a lot of people that have been traded to another team and they didn't think they get treated the right way and they get a chance to get back at them. Their senses are a little more acute. They're more into it. They prepare a little bit different that they can't prepare every night for. And they have the game of their game of their lives type thing. And I don't know if it was the game of Alex's life, but I mean, he certainly was a wall for us back there. And I mean, he worked so hard in practice. I know the guys played a little harder for him than they, blocked more shots than we normally do. So that being said, I think we did a good job.
With Bruce Boudreaux, head coach of the Minnesota Wild. Speaking of goalies being traded, you're familiar with the guy who was playing for the other team last night, Freddie Anderson. You had him in Anaheim, and he has been lights out for the Leafs. Are you surprised at all based on his success?
Not at all. I thought Freddie was a great goalie when we had him in Anaheim. As a matter of fact, I saw Lou and Babs at the draft after they'd traded for him, and they asked me that question. I said they got a real gem. They got a guy that comes to play. I mean, I think the beginning of the two seasons in Toronto weren't as good as what Freddie would like, but he's a guy that can win you big games at the right time, and he's going to get better. He's still pretty young, I think, for a goaltender. I think he's going to be the backbone that helps the Leafs get to the next level.
Bruce, when you look at the league and the way it's trending as far as speed and maybe younger guys, but you have a guy like Eric Staal who signs with you guys and had a terrific season last year. Miku Koivu is older but still contributes. How is that balance for you as a coach when you know you have some veteran guys who maybe don't have the younger legs but who can still play in sliding them in there with the Granlunds and players that do have the young legs?
Well, I mean, and those two guys you mentioned, Eric Staal can still skate. He can skate as well as anybody, and that was his gift when he came. And I don't know what happened to him in the last couple of years when he was with Carolina and when he went to New York, but he came here with a renewed vigor, so to speak, and I'd heard his shape, his conditioning the last year wasn't great, but he's in, been in great, great shape here. And the thing with them guys is we just have to rest them a little bit more. I mean, Miko's not a fast skater, but he is such a good defender that that we never have a worry about him, whoever he plays against. He'll be going up against Connor McDavid tomorrow, who's, you know, maybe twice as fast as him. But Miko will do a pretty good job on him because he's always in the right position defensively.
Bruce, you said you always, I think all of us former Leaf alumni, and we follow the team, watching the Leafs just this year, or catching their games on TV. What do you make of them? What do you think of this group, some of the young players, and where they could possibly go?
Well, you know what? They're a dynamic group. I mean, last night, for example, it wasn't a question of us matching lines because they're top three lines. I mean, it's pick your poison. So we were just we were rolling lines against them. But, you know, every team goes through a little bit over 80 games or 82 games, goes through a little bit of slump. And it's how you manage that, I mean, to keep them as short as possible. I mean, we're in a division. I mean, the Leafs are a little luckier than us. Is I think they're in a division that they can go through this and not worry about not making the playoffs. The Central Division, on the other hand, we've been going at it like this since day one. And if you lose two or three in a row, you think, oh, my God, the world is coming to an end, because it doesn't seem like that you gain any room. When we win, Chicago wins or Winnipeg wins, and you don't see St. Louis losing too much or Dallas losing these days. So it's a little bit different. And I think the Leafs are going to come out of it fine. I think it'll be a tough game in Detroit tonight. But once they're done there and they get home and, you know, they get their leader back in Austin, I think they're going to be just fine.
Will you be watching the Leaf game in Detroit tonight?
I'm waiting for it to come on now.
With Bruce Boudreaux. We loved those comments from you yesterday. And I say you've PVR'd Leaf games when you haven't been able to watch them live. Can you confirm or deny you've ever actually recorded a Leaf game?
Okay, so when you say record, it's a little bit easier
right.
than PVR.
Sorry. it's TiVo in the States.
I got my VCR still hooked up, so I'm a little more old school than that.
Good
but
man.
No, I've recorded Leaf games. I mean, hey, they're still my team when they're not my team.
That's right. Well, I was thinking if you guys won in overtime last night, that would have been a perfect situation for you.
Yeah, and you know how many friends I had back home said, you know, it's our team, but I don't mind if you win in overtime. Just give us a point.
Exactly.
And, yeah, I get that twice a year when we play them.
Well, you got it done in regulation last night. Your team's red hot right now, and we always appreciate you taking time for us. So thank you for doing this, and we'll catch up down the road.
No problem. Thanks for calling me, guys.
There's Bruce Boudreaux. He has taped Leaf games he couldn't watch live.
Friend of the show.
And he would have been
waiting for the game to come on.
I love that. It starts in an hour. It's like I'm sitting here just waiting for the Leaf game.
That's hilarious.
That coaches the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah. No game tape for the next Wild game. I'm checking in.
Well,
on the
they play
tonight.
Edmonton tomorrow afternoon.
Well, he'll get to that tomorrow
yeah,
morning.
Get to that. But
there's a Leaf game on tonight.
That's funny.
That is outstanding. He's a good man. We appreciate him calling in.